Yeah, but look, it's a tough league for any team, and it's been proved many, many times for teams, especially that come down. It's not an easy process to bounce straight back. There's only a few teams that have done that. I know there's a stat out there, I can't remember off the top of my head, it's very few that get to bounce straight back. So it's always difficult. The Championship for any team is extremely difficult. But, you know, Stoke are favourites for the league, for, you know, quite rightly, in terms of the squad that they have. They have a huge amount of quality in their squad. That is, on paper, above this league, but as you see many times, it proves a little bit more difficult. But they're in good form, especially recently, and they'll be looking to kick on throughout the rest of the season. And but we faced many teams so far this season who are, you know, promotion favourites and promotion candidates, and we've accounted ourselves well. We've looked at those as real challenges, and we've done that already this season. This is another opportunity for us to try and prove ourselves against one of the, if not the most fancy team in the league.
It's inevitable people will draw comparisons between Gary Rowett and yourself because of his previous history here. He's found himself in a job now where expectations are probably the highest he's ever had to deal with.
Yeah, well, you always have expectations wherever you go, and I can pretty much guarantee for every manager, the expectations you set yourself, no matter what your situation is always pressure on yourself. But it is a different scenario for Gaz, and you know, he did a fantastic job here, and in terms of moving on to Derby, we just missed out on the playoffs last season. He has that experience behind him now, and then obviously going into a situation at a club where, of course, expected promotion, expected to bounce straight back. You understand that, you know, that quite rightly so, and in terms of those expectations, and it's for him to manage that and to get on with the job, which I'm sure he's doing. So, but really, we're just concentrating on ourselves. Like I said, we've faced already the most fancied teams in terms of promotion candidates, and we've tried to look at that challenge, trying to show that we're competitive and we can compete with these teams. So it's another opportunity for us to show that again at the weekend.
3 games in 8 days, do you have to view them a little bit as a block in terms of preparation and whether you need to, you know, move things around a little bit squad wise?
We're taking each game as it comes, so I think we deal with everything as it comes. So we'll prepare for this game as we're doing. When we come through this game, is then assessing where the squad's at and where the players are at, and I think that's what we're doing. And it's, yeah, of course you can. We understand the scheduling for that and what needs to go into it. But in terms of what we do with the team, is, you know, in terms of myself, is the decisions I have to make. We'll make them after every single game. So we'll just focus on one game at a time.
Final one from me for Blues Women on Sunday. They've got a top of the table clash with Chelsea Sunday lunchtime. I mean, they've had an exceptional season so far, haven't they?
Fantastic, and I've spoke with Mark, and we've sat and had good chats. We had a really good chat the other week, and he's doing fantastically well with them. He's enjoying it. He's working, I think, in a really incredible way with them, and what they're doing, and, you know, right up there when near the top of the league, and with the potential to have a really successful season. I think that's just fantastic work down to Mark and his staff, and then obviously to the players. So no, it's great to see. Again, it adds to that positive vibe around the club, and that's hugely important.
How important has been the belief? Because every time we watch the team play, they look as if they're believing in themselves a little bit more. Does that come from the training ground?
I think it comes from everything. I think it comes from the standards that we've tried to set with the players from day one, and the work that we do on a daily basis, understanding what we need from ourselves and how we need to perform, and then the ownership of the players as well, to put their personality on the pitch and just do that collectively, not just the ones that are starting, but the ones that maybe come on, the ones that aren't in the squad. So that spirit's there, and we know there's tough times ahead, and in terms of that belief, it needs to be strong. So when the tough periods come for us, which no doubt will happen, it's impossible in the Championship season not to face some tough, you know, runs of games and runs of results and all those things. That's where that spirit and that belief needs to come to the fore, and I've got no doubt that those players will be able to show that even in difficult circumstances.
Does that only come if they buy into your philosophies from the start?
Of course, you have to set what you want from the team, and I think what we're trying to do is something that I believe in, but also where I believe that our squad is capable of doing, and I'm, you know, trying to make sure that we put our strengths on the pitch and give ourselves an opportunity to do that, so the players are fully aware of everything. I said clarity is the key, and everyone's really clear with how we're working and what we need and what we expect, and we've got a lot of improvement to do, but this group work incredibly hard every day, so what we want to see is progression. you know, keep seeing progression. And when we get a kick in the teeth or a setback, is to come and respond. But again, I've got full confidence in the squad that we'll be able to do that.
How do you keep players that aren't in the team happy? Or is it your job to keep them happy, or their job to keep you happy? Which way does it work here?
No, look, it's all part of the job. And I think, again, it comes back to clarity for all the players, knowing where you're at any particular moment, what you can do to help that situation, what you can do if the situation is really good, and what you can keep doing to make sure you stay on track, and then what you might need to do to get into the team. So speak to the players on a regular basis, and the most important bit is to be honest and very clear. And as I said to all of them, you know, it's a long season. We haven't got the biggest of squads, so everyone's going to be needed, and they know that. So their job is to be ready, and our job is to help them be ready. But their job, from a personal point of view, in terms of if you're a player, your job is to be fully fit, fully ready, and focused on the job that's needed when you're called upon, because without a doubt, it's going to happen.
But to get in the team, is the training ground is where they earn the right?
Yeah, of course. And we have a really competitive squad. Training is really good, really good level of intensity, good quality, and a level of competitiveness that you want. And yeah, that, as I said, that environment, the environment is everything. If you get the environment right, you give yourself a fighting chance of being successful. And we've managed to get that right enough in the short period of time that we've been with them, and that can only grow. As you said, with the work that we're doing, the belief of the players and the confidence from everyone at the club, including our fans. And I think you've seen that. So we're ready for the tough times. They're going to come. But I know that we're all stick together and we'll come through them and keep working hard.
Just finally, a little look inside the training ground. Footballers are notorious, aren't they, for the banter. There's a line, obviously, though, between the working hard and the banter. But you can't take banter out of footballers, can you?
No, not at all. You want personality, you know, and personality creates that environment as well, so they have to be themselves. The key is again, it's clarity. When we work, do you know what I mean? And there's a standard that we expect, and but you can do that with personality, you know, and everyone's fully aware of the lines. They're very good at managing themselves now because of the environment that we have. They're very good at managing situations themselves, where being a staff very rarely have to actually step in and, you know, put the line there or anything like that. And then there are times where you have to step in as a manager and staff and put things straight. So, but we have a really good group. That's why I say it's very enjoyable. You know, it's a very enjoyable group to work with. Enjoying coming in with them every day and training with them, trying to improve them, and them seeing it themselves, taking that responsibility. So that's all going to stand us in good stead going forward.
Team news, any injuries to worry about? Anybody back? Anything on the old injuries, for example?
Yeah, no, there's... nothing new to report in sense of Vaz, Isaac, he's back on the grass running. So we're looking at maybe 2 weeks, possibly 3 weeks maximum, and be back into training, or filtering back into training. Craig Gardner's back out training. He's been training all week in 3D International. So, yeah, the rest, yeah, fully fit.